Where are we right now in terms of trying to identify patients with stage two disease who are at higher risk, and just for practical clinical
Right, so
purposes?
if you're not on a study, so the study looks at 18q deletion and microsatellite status and stratifies based on those predictors. Deletion in 18q is bad, microsatellite unstable is good, and different permutations. You can commercially get that test, the 18q deletion and MSI. That's a commercial test, and you could use that to govern treatment. I think certainly we've looked at a subset of people who are called stage two who really are high risk stage two. And the biggest grouping, unfortunately, are the group that have inadequate nodal sampling. So many patients are said to be stage two because they're node negative, but they may have six nodes or eight nodes. And I think the most important subgroup to consider a high risk would be those who have don't have more than 12 nodes in their sample.
Been a lot of interesting studies that have been put out, including a bunch at the recent ASCO meeting. And I guess one of the things that really surprised me was that apparently in the general population, SEER database, et cetera, supposedly half the patients with stage two disease have less than 12 nodes.
Right, that's really disconcerting. I think some patients don't have 12 nodes, and that may be a function of their immune system or lymphatic drainage. And I think the surgery is pretty standard for colon cancer. So I think most people would point the finger at the pathologist for not finding enough nodes.
Well, there was one study at ASCO that really, I think, does point in the direction of it not being biology, but more medical care. And that was when they looked at the NCCN hospitals and saw there that the incidence of patients with less than 12 nodes was like 10, 11%.
Right. At our institution, because of our sort of give and take tumor board, the pathologist, the last thing they'll want to do is report out a case with less than 12 nodes because they know they're going to hear from us. I think that probably does make a difference. So that's a category of patient who we can't really comfortably say they're stage two.
And you think most people are approaching those patients as if they had stage three disease?
Well, that's a good question. The answer is probably yes. Whether that's the right thing or not is a different question. If you look at Mosaic, which didn't stratify for risk, stage two patients got no benefit from FOLFOX. Now, you could either take that to mean that you should not add oxaliplatin with its risks in stage two patients, or you could argue that if you determine a high-risk patient, they should get FOLFOX, and we don't know the answer to that.
Of course, that doesn't mean they didn't get benefit from adjuvant therapy. It's just that they didn't get an incrementally increased benefit with the oxali because the control arm was
Was
in the
5-FU,
5-FU.
correct.